we're starting Simon Reish Nun, which is the halachas of Chanas, Hasudas, Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Yashkim Baboker, Biyam Hashishi, Lahokin Tzarchei Shabbos. A person should get up early in the morning of Erev Shabbos, Biyam Hashishi, in order to prepare that which he needs for Shabbos. Even though he has many servants, each person should try to do at least one thing himself, just some way show that he is being the Chabad Shabbos. For example, the Gemara gives the Shulchan Aruch quotes some of the examples we had in the Gemara. Rav Chisda would take care of chopping up the vegetables. Rabbi Rav Yosef Hayim Vakan Eitzim, they would chop the wood. Rizera Hayim Madlikal Eish, Rizera would light the fire. Nachman Hayim Masakan Habayis, he would clean up the house. Machlis Kelim Hanit Tzichim LeShabbos, Mafana Kliyacho, he would take out the weekday items and put in the Shabbos items. So if you have over here that Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman and Rav Zera went and did these things himself, even though these were very chashuv to min chachamim. Mehem yildim yilmud kol adam, so we can learn from, everybody can learn from them. Lo yirmar lo efka mechvoidi, a person should never say that it's beneath my dignity. Gizel kvoido is shi mechavad ha-shabbos. Adarabha, the opposite is true. It's considered the kvod of the individual to give kvod to Shabbos. Hagoha, Sidur Amoha, V'yesh l'hashchiz ha-sakin b'erev Shabbos, Gizel mikvod ha-shabbos yumeichan atzma l'achila. A person should sharpen the knife that he's going to use in Shabbos, which he's going to use to cut the food on Shabbos, the challahs, etc. So you want to have a sharp knife, because it's not sharp, it can be frustrating, and that can sometimes diminish the kavod Shabbos, the feeling of simcha and happiness on Shabbos, when the food is difficult to cut. And that's kavod, that he's preparing himself for achila. Let's just do Sif Beis, and then we'll go back and say all the Shabbos. Sif Beis. Yarbe v'bosu v'yayin v'gdonus k'pi yachotai. So a person should be marvin Shabbos according to his ability to add nice special things for Shabbos, which normally we understand it to mean basar and yayin and midonis and other special foods. Okay. So there's Shabura. Yashkema Baker. So you have to get up early. Why early? So the pasuk says by the parsha Zaman that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that a yom hashishi, they should take that which they brought in from the field, from when they went out to gather the mon, and they should prepare it for Shabbos. So we already have on the Torah the idea of preparing for Shabbos, and it connects it together with that which you bring into the from the field. So we darshan hachana dumi the hava, hava saman hala hoyisala alta babaker, the si bayakuto yisama babaker. They would bring it in, and as soon as they brought it in, they would prepare it. And we know that they gather the mon in the morning, so therefore you should do your hachanas for Shabbos in the morning as well. Avachanas shal Shabbos tiyah miyad b'berker, if it should be right away in the morning. Okay. V'hainu miyad achar. So what about this vis-a-vis davening? V'hainu miyad achar tkriya shema tefila. It doesn't mean before davening. It means right after davening, the first thing a person will do, he will go and start preparing for Shabbos. If a person is accustomed to learn after davening a set amount of time, or he's learning together with a tzibur, so then he should not be mevatel the fact that he's giving a shir for rabbim, or if he has a kviyas to learn himself, a person should not be mevatel k'moshe kosev b'simen reish nun aleph. Besides submission, we'll see in the next siman that the person should not be mevatel those kviyas that he has, and then he'll do his achanas Shabbos afterwards. But then he adds the following point: but if where the person is found, everything is sold early in the morning. If he waits and learns first, the item that he needs for Shabbos will not be available to purchase. Then he should go purchase first and then go back to learn afterwards. What about take it a step further? That not only do they sell items, if he'd learn first, he would have a problem with purchasing. What about if he davens first, he'll have a problem with purchasing? The items are sold early in the morning. They say the farmers come in from around the city and sell the items that they have available. And there's non-Jews in the city. If the Jews daven first, but then they get to the market, there's nothing left to buy. So then, so he should go make his Shabbos purchases before davening and then daven afterwards. But in that situation, you should say Kriya Shema first. We know that the person cannot be involved in his personal needs before davening. His purchase, which would be any type of business transaction he's going to do. So he's going to buy or sell before davening, he can't do that. So again, the goyim are selling it, that's not the question, but the Jew is coming to buy before davening, so how's he allowed to do that? So the answer is it's only chafotzov, that which he desires. But this is something which the Shemayim desires that he should do. So it's not called, it's not a concern of a person being involved and taking care of that which he desires before davening. Okay, there is a second argument above and beyond the reason that the Mishnah quotes of so the Berelacha, it's a long Berelacha, but just to look at the first line of a few lines of the Berelacha. His ayin, why Yashkam Abarka, why do you get up early? So he brings the Mishnah Berurah. That's a quote really from Rashi, which the Torah follows the Rashi. In Ataz, Hebi Atam, Basha Hebi Beis Yosef, Bishem Atarchuba. Beis Yosef quotes the Tanchuba, which gives a different reason. This is Vahoya. It says Vahoya Be'yom HaShishi. It should be so in the Yom HaShishi. And Vahoya Elam Yad. Vahoya means right away. Shemar Vahoya Kikam Aplishti. So it's a question of the language. It indicates that it means right away. So it's a different source. So the Prima Gadim, Shakas of the Efshel, the Latam Zetzar of the Yosef, Hashkama Yosef Behektim, it has to be really early. Then I'll feel a cut in Kriyashma Tvila Im Efshel. And according to this Rishat, I mean, if this Rosh is a true bona fide Rosh of the Raisa, so it would take precedence over Tvila, which is a Dindrabanan. And even Kriyashma, but if you have time later on to say it, over here we're saying the appropriate time, the Pshat, the Pasuk, the appropriate time is early in the morning. So that will take precedence over Kriyashma as well. That's Prima Gadim is actually contemplating. As long as you're not going to lose Man Kriyashma Tfila totally. And the point that the Prima Gadim says, after the time, the Fukit, the Tam Rashi, Batur, the Chara Dumi, the Havo, that when they gathered the mon, they did it somewhere in the first 3 hours of the day. So if you're learning out the source of being mechon early is based on the fact that you're gathering it, so the gathering has... Tzvi, can you mute your phone? Thank you. So the therefore the it'll be bad when they brought the mon. The Gemara says the brachas they brought in the mon within the first 3 hours. So therefore, the din of hachada would be sometime during the first 3 hours. Whereas according to the drasha, while you could come aplishti when you got up, the first thing you got up in the morning, that would be a drasha would tell me much earlier in the morning. So that's what he suggests to do. She says, according to this Shabbat, possibly according to the Beis Yosef, but you can do it even before davening. Mishmur says, we pointed out that we don't do that except for a situation is not going to be available. And the minhag is not like this. this prima gadim. But the prima gadim actually contemplates that this, the importance of getting the purchases for Shabbos is so important, it will actually require to be done before, actually require to be done before davening. That's how we place it, is a level of a chiyuv. Okay. So b'yom hashishi, you should do it on yom hashishi. What about doing on yom chamishi? If I want to be makdim already, I might as well do it on yom chamishi. So the Mishnah Berurah cut in Beis, who yosu type mishikta b'yom chamishi. It's better to do the purchase on Friday, not on Thursday. Shuminka yosu shulukavet Shabbos, because when they purchase something on Friday, it's very obvious that the person is purchasing it lukavet Shabbos. Whereas you buy it on Thursday, I don't know why. It's not as obvious. Unless it's something which it needs a lot of preparation, if you're not going to have enough time to prepare it on Friday, because it requires a long process. For example, meat, you have to do the process of salting. So then you should buy it on Yom Chamishi, be able to have it ready for Shabbos. Similarly, that. If a person's in a situation where it would be difficult for a person to prepare for Shabbos, if he waits till Yom Shishi, so a person would prepare beforehand. But the Aruch Hashulchan does say, even if it's a question, if it's just a question of extra tircha, it is preferable to prepare on Yom Shishi than to prepare on Yom Chamishi. Fine. Achim Abaster Shemoyt Sabiyom Chamishi Hu Kachush Yeshavak Shehim Sabiyom Shishi Shuman Hatoiv. Now, what about that you need the time to prepare it, and it will be very tight Erev Shabbos, but on the other hand, the meat available on Thursday was not such good meat, and very possible there'll be better meat available, so then you should wait. On the very early winter Shabbos, when Shabbos is very early, and therefore the time to prepare an Erev Shabbos is very limited, so in order to prevent any chashash of a person chasom either being mechal Shabbos or not having the food ready for Shabbos, the person should actually move back and try to prepare at least some of the things on the day before. Therefore, feeling guaranteed he'll be able, in the short time that he has available on Yom Shishi, he'll get everything done that he has to get done. But the person should declare with his mouth when he buys something for Shabbos, that he should say that he's buying this to cover Shabbos. Why should he actually verbalize this? The saying the words has a tremendous impact when it comes to the world of Kedusha. So you're going to add an element of Kedusha onto the items by declaring that you're buying them to cover Shabbos. Similarly, when a person eats on Shabbos, it's appropriate that a person should say the Kabbat Shabbos Kodesh, because again, this idea of the Dibur is moisiv in the Kedusha into the action. Okay. Malbisha Hechem Behashkama Mitzahilo Lechachil She Yosef Gam Ben Hashmashas. So even though that even though you've done something early on in the day, it's appropriate to do something. Now, Benishmosh over here doesn't mean actually Benishmosh, it means a little before the end. That you should go with the Shabbos with some act of Hachana right before Shabbos. For example, the women would be lighting Neiris, so that's a Hachana for Shabbos, that you have Neiris in the house. So that would be an element of Hachana. The men should do something of that sort as well, close before Shabbos. The Pasuk says, so we darshan that the hechinu was asher yaviu v'hoyim mishnah, and then repeat it again, do it again a second time. And even though you've done achon in the morning, do achon again in the afternoon. Okay, new thought. So you have, there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, to be Zerichah Shabbos, to remember Shabbos in order to make it special, make it Kurdish. So what does that mean? Even at the beginning of the Shabbos, a person has to have Shabbos on his mind. He should constantly be thinking about it. He should not forget it. How so? is that more like Chelik Yovel, the Masak on the Shabbos. If he gets a good portion of something, which will be able to stay until Shabbos, not something which will spoil before Shabbos, it's something of that sort, he should put it away for Shabbos. That's why Shammai is Rosh. Shammai is okay. Should call Yom HaYorach L'Kabbat Shabbos. They say about Shammai HaZokein that the whole week he was eating food the Kabbat Shabbos. How is that possible? He found a nice animal. Omer Zohel Shabbos, he would designate that animal to use for Shabbos. Let's say he went out again the next day and Motzei Acheres Nohem Eno. He found a nicer animal. So he can't just throw money around. But so he can't say, you know what, that I'll put both away for Shabbos. So what does he do? He takes the better one, which is now the second one, designates that for Shabbos. And the first one then he takes and uses for the weekday. So in order to be able to keep the better one for Shabbos, he needs to consume the lesser one, the inferior one, because this way he has to eat something today on Yom Sheni. If he eats the inferior one, he'll leave the superior one for Shabbos. If he said, I've already designated that one from yesterday for Shabbos, and I bought a superior one, I'll eat it now on my own. So it comes out you weren't mechavet Shabbos, Kuroi. You took the superior one for yourself on a weekday. So he wants to put the superior one away, and the way he's able to do that is by eating the inferior one. So that which he purchased on the first day, and he ate on the second day, allows him to be making for Shabbos by putting the better one away. So that's the more it says. It comes out the whole week. He's constantly, through his achila, he's facilitating kavet Shabbos. That's Beis Shammai. Aba Hillel HaZaken, the more it says, the more it continues and says, Hillel HaZaken, Mina Cheres HaYusel L'Poy, he had a different approach. That Hashem is, there's Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every day he loads us up with that which we need. It means that Hillel HaZaken relied that every Shabbos he would find everything that he needs in a very nice way. So he had a level of Buna Bitochen that he felt confident that the Russian would provide on Erev Shabbos, so he didn't need to start buying it on Sunday, worrying something better on Monday. Erev Shabbos, he got everything that he needed in the best way possible. Comes Mr. Burns says, Schema Harbor Poiskin. There are many Poiskin which argue, Shagam Hillel Moyer Shakadir Reish Shammai Adifat Tvei. Hillel agrees that Beish Shammai's approach is much better. Because this way, the whole week, you're preparing for Shabbos. But he also felt the confidence that Hashem would supply for him something unique and special for Shabbos. So therefore, even though regards to Hachana for Shabbos, we could argue that it's appropriate for him to start doing it like the Beis Shammai says the whole week. But he wanted to be mechazik his bitochen by Dafka leaving himself with nothing available for Shabbos and then relying on the fact that he knows that every Shabbos he's going to get what he needs. Therefore, Avashar Kalodim, Shein Bitchon Chosakokach, Gamu Boyle, the Cheshamai Adifa Tve. So these Poiskim, which is a Magen of Rome, say that at the end of the day, this halach is true according to Beis Hillel as well. So you have somebody quoting it in the. You say, well, why are we quoting it? That Shammai Shita, and Hillel disagrees. No, Hillel agrees to Shammai Hazakein's approach, that's better to fail. Now, Upshita, B'davar She'enu Shkiach Liknos, something which is not going to be available, because she's Damal Dabar Shalai Yenipsin, Ozuniach Azan HaShabbos, but we could argue, even the current Beis Hillel, that it would be appropriate to find something which is special, A, and B, it's not going to be available later in the week. So then, I don't know if it's appropriate to decide that you want to leave the thing for Shabbos. You want to be Mechabes Shabbos, you want to put it away for Shabbos. That is appropriate way to give cover to Shabbos. Okay, end of that thought. New thought. it's appropriate, it's a mitzvah to taste the different foods you're making in the Kabbat Shabbos, to taste them before Shabbos to make sure that they taste well, and then if not, to adjust the ingredients to make the food taste better. So that's a mitzvah to make sure that you have nice gishmak of food for Shabbos. Okay. Vayim is Heber Shulchan Shlomoy. The team of Shabbos, you come in, Bevalai, he mitzvah, remember that Tomei Achaim Zohu. And in general, tasting different foods and enjoying the foods that you have, it goes into Tomei Achaim Zohu. Now, the language over here sounds, the team of Shabbos, you come in. Now, we were discussing eating an Erev Shabbos, now we discuss eating it on Shabbos. I'm not sure, I did not look up the Shulchan Shlomo inside. I don't have the Sefer available with me right now. But it would seem to me that that it would make more sense of, that he's referring to the tima for the foods of Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. And that's the mitzvah, Remez HaTomei Chaim Zohu. On the other hand, what's he adding? We already said before that it's considered a mitzvah to do so. Elamai, he's adding that on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to taste from different types of minim. So he's saying a brand new thought. So I'm not sure which way to understand this Shulchan Shlomo. Yeah. Right, so it's a good, right, so it's a very possible to argue that that's, you know, what he means. He's referring to the idea of eating it on Shabbos also. And then it comes out that this remez of Tomei Achaim Zohu is referring to eating it on Shabbos, and that which people use the idea of Tomei to refer to eating an Erev Shabbos would not be a correct quote according to this the Shulchan Shlomo, because he's referring to eating it on Shabbos, not an Erev Shabbos. My question was, if that's what he's referring to, it's not really the topic of the siman. The topic of the siman is the chanas for Shabbos. That's really what the whole siman is talking about. All of a sudden, he starts talking about eating on Shabbos. Yeah, we discuss eating on Shabbos, eating, you know, covered Shabbos, onik Shabbos, etc. And that's definitely true. So I'm not. No, the shiur doesn't have. I have a Shulchan Shlomo at home. The shiur doesn't have one. Probably have it on Neitzer Chochma though. If you take a look at it. Okay. Sif Gimel, Sifam Gimel, Lachim Be'atzmai. So a person wants to prepare the food himself, the mitzvah, or do some type of preparation himself. The mitzvah is Kibbutz Shabbos, Mutal Kol Adam. Every person has a chiv to give cover to Shabbos, which he's given the cover to Shabbos, and the fact that he's going and taking responsibility to prepare for Shabbos. And once it's a mitzvah, we have a general rule. And the Gemara actually, it's a Gemara Kedushin, beginning of the second paragraph, the Gemara says a rule that any mitzvah you can do yourself is better than doing your, it's better to do it yourself rather than do it through a shliach. And then the Gemara gives these examples of these Amoroyim who went and did a Kana for Shabbos themselves. So the Gemara brings this Yisoid of Mitzvah Yosef Meshuchai specifically in regards to this halacha. What did Mechol Mitzvah is Mitzvah Yosef Meshuchai, and then we extrapolate from here to other mitzvahs as well. That Mitzvah Yosef Meshuchai. Vayin Bir Halacha. We'll take a look at the Bir Halacha a little bit afterwards. Because of Svarim, Harba Chuba, Mifashas, Bemasa, Bechol Erev Shabbos, that it's appropriate to a person to, the same way he washes himself Erev Shabbos, he should clean out his neshama before Shabbos. Kishabbos mikri kala malka. So Shabbos referred to the kala, who's the queen. Kila makaba b'nei melech yisparach shmoi, and it's a form of being the kaba the b'nei melech of melech malchim lochim. Ve'noah lekabloi kashulovish bibloi haskovish shalchelas avonos, to wear the worn out dirty garments on our neshama of averus would be an inappropriate way, an inappropriate way of greeting the Melech. Yeshavanas Korea Achabish, Shakaran Spinvebs, and Bias Bereshabbos, it's appropriate to clear out the spider webs in the house. goes in the chabad abayis me ovik offer me by yom, and therefore you also have to obviously you have to sweep and dust the house as well. Fine. If you would be greeting a flesh and blood human king, so how much would you clean the house and make the beds? So it's so much more so for Shabbos. That if these Amoroyim were willing to do this, you could then take a lesson. Any person would take a lesson. Afilo chashav b'yoser, the most chashav person, but he's no more chashav than Reb Zeir and Lechista and Reb Nachman, etc. Prab Yom HaMetzorim, especially so in the winter Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is very short, and everything needs to get done. So definitely the person should step in and help. It's close to Shabbos, and other members of the house that are not finished. And if they don't finish, there's a temptation to potentially do something wrong, Chas v'Shalom, you work too close to Shabbos. So he has to step in and do whatever he can to prevent that situation and make sure everything's ready for Shabbos. And I saw there was gedolim which they would sweep the house themselves, that nobody else should do it later on too close to Shabbos. So whether you have nobody else to prepare, or the shliach doesn't have enough time to prepare, means the members of the household, so you need to help. Obviously, if you have nobody to help you prepare for Shabbos, listen, you know, I'm not going to prepare for Shabbos, I'm too chashuv, and there's nobody to prepare, so it won't be prepared. Obviously, nobody's going to say that. So this is the same thing, that right now, you hired a servant for that purpose, very nice, but the mice, he's not going to finish in time. So go do it yourself. Because that's considered as kavod. I'm sorry, it's considered a kavod for Shabbos to sharpen the knife. You will know that your home is a home of peace. So the Sefri says, "Zu hashkosas hasakin," that's sharpening the knife. Ki im keya hasakin, you hold over the pomim the day katota chas v'shalom. So my wife points out, you know, if you have the challah knife, it's not sharp, and you end up smushing down the wife made this beautiful, gorgeous challah with very fluffy, and the husband comes along and smushes it all down because the knife is not can't cut well. That's definitely going to potentially challenge the shalom bayis. Kviyacholto, every person should have buster and yayin and McDonald's according to his ability. Ayin lel separation from bays. Shomavur kol pratim, as we discussed, how much you're mechuyim to spend. If you don't have the ability to spend, what should you do to get special things for Shabbos? Now, is there a chiyuv to eat basar on Shabbos? Mishpura in other places says that there's not really a chiyuv of eating basar on Shabbos. The chiyuv is to do things which can be oinik. On Yom Tov, there's a machlokes. On Yom Tov, the Gemara says simcha is basar and yayin. And then there's a machlokes whether that's referring to dafka, the simcha of karbonis. Therefore, nowadays there's no din of basar at all. Or any basar, so that's a machlokes. Rambam and a Beis Yosef and a Magen Avraham, whether there's a din of basar b'zman hazeh or not. But that's because there's a din of simcha, which is a yontif. There's no din of simcha in Shabbos, there's a din of oinik. So oinik is what makes you happy. So if I happen, basar, simcha basar, so it's al darshan from a pasuk that so simcha is the Torah touches up. It means through the process of eating basar. There's no din of simcha on Shabbos, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah says there's no din of eating basar on Shabbos. It's to eat that which gives you pleasure. So whereas in Yom Tov, that's not true. In Yom Tov, a person should daf have patience. Now take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, and we'll finish. We'll hold it here. Just take a look at the Bir Halacha quickly. So Lashon Shulchan Aruch says a person should yishtal, which sounds like it's a good thing to do. It's an appropriate thing to do. Rabbi Yisal Din Zeb Lashon Chayiv. The Rabbi's language is not that you should try, but you should do. And now skip all the brackets. It's about five lines, six lines down. Kavona alayz davar min adavar. It doesn't mean you have to do everything. The chiyuv is you must do something. Okay. So then the Biruloch raises the question: where's lashon mitzvah yisum mishnuchah? Which doesn't sound like it's a chiyuv. It just sounds like it's an extra mitzvah. So he grappled, maybe that's what the Rambam means. Lashon chayiv doesn't mean mamash chayiv. In the next Biruloch, he deals with the issue of there was a bizoyin of Torah. So he's out kavod. That's exactly why the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's considered his kavod. He's answering, Echakila b'chavodim, how can they be makel in their kavod? We know that if a person should be do something that's embarrassing, by the rabbanon, you're not going to do something embarrassing. Hanol says a rabbanon, you're allowed to ignore a loss as a rabbanon because of kavod abrius. See, here's a person going and chopping wood. Everybody thinks that that's such a demeaning thing for this individual. How do you understand that? So he argues that that's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Biruloch says, that's the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, saying it's Kizel Kavoyne. Adarab, he's showing it's his cover, the fact that he's Zoycha to be able to prepare for Shabbos, and by showing that it's not beneath his dignity to do the mitzvah, that's the greatest cover you could have, is by giving cover to others. Who is Mechubad, the one who is Mechabad? Here he's being Mechabad Shabbos. So it's a tremendous Kabbad for the individual. It's not a problem him being Mekel in his Kabbad. Okay, everybody, say, have a good night.